AC.
Hi, and good evening. This is LTR.
Tom, how are you doing this afternoon, or this evening, I should say?
Over here, pretty good. I hollered for you today some, but didn't get lucky enough to get you. Let me turn this radio down in the background. We're up on 101, headed up to Blue Ridge, to the football game here in a little bit. And been over talking to my neighbor, and just not a whole lot of work this afternoon. I did put back together a gearbox on a ice cream maker, which is a big accomplishment for my mechanical abilities, Jerry. How you doing? Oh, it looks like the corn's ready to harvest here.
Pretty good, hadn't it? Had been too busy today, didn't have to head over that way, so we got a little bit of a break. Went out to grab a little bite to eat this afternoon, later this afternoon, and I think my wife's working outside right now, so I was taking a nap early. I didn't have the radio on base this morning at all. I had a little bit around lunchtime, and I turned it off and headed out and gone a couple of hours, I guess. I probably caught you, probably just missed you at inopportune times, I guess, Tom.
You old cookie crumbles. I haven't heard Rusty for some time on here. I'm going to have to give you my landline and see what's going on with him. He's usually pretty prevalent here. Well, we stopped at Ingles yesterday, and I suggested that we get some of that North Carolina fresh shrimp. And heck, it makes us four or five meals if we get a pound of it. We only eat usually five apiece is what it is, isn't it, Bernice? And, oh my, that was delicious tonight. I had that and corn on the cob, some baked beans and potato salad and some French bread. That's about as far uptown as you can get.
Yeah, we get, we haven't bought any in a while. We used to get some that were already peeled and deveined. And, you know, it only takes about a minute to cook them. I mean, I'd go ahead and make me up some grits and put them in my grits. You know, have a little shrimp and grits, cheap shrimp and grits. But, like you said, four or five of those big shrimp, that's plenty of eating.
Do any of that stuff to them except bread them, do you, Bernice? And she washes them off and then breads them. So I guess, being not a native, they're deveined and all of that. So they don't have any scales on them or anything. Oh, my, they are just so much better than buying those frozen ones or what you get at a restaurant. They are just delicious.
You better than fresh shrimp. We don't fry them anymore. We usually either put them in a... Put them in a pan, saute them a little bit, and boil them. But yeah, a little tool you used to. If they're like straight off the boat, little legs and everything, I mean, you got a little. It looks kind of like a little needle you devein. All it is just gets that blood groove out of the back of them is all it is. It's just pull it out of them. A lot of people do that by hand whenever they peel them. They got to make a little tool to do it with, depending on how big they are. Shrimp is. It keeps, they taste a little better like that, but most of them I can't tell any difference once you bread them. But, we've been getting some. We hadn't any fresh shrimp in years, I don't guess. We don't go to the coast often enough and don't really go down to the market to get them. We get stuff that's a little easy because we just can't eat enough of them, Like I said, a dozen is about all we might be able to eat in one sitting between the two of us, if that much, depending on the size of the shrimp.
You are. Roger. Well, Jerry, I don't know how many is in a pound, about 34 of them, and it's $15.98 for a pound. And like I said, how many meals will that make?
It'll make three meals. It's five each. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, they size those things by the pound, like 15 to 20 means 15 to 20 to the pound. But yeah, we usually just eat just a shrimp, a little cocktail sauce, and a couple of crackers. That's all. when we boil them, and like I said, I hadn't bought any fresh ones in years. But I tell you, the ones that are fresh off the coast, they really are good. Especially this time of the year, too. If they just buy my size, it doesn't, you know, usually the bigger ones are more expensive. You can get some real big ones that look like mini lobsters almost. They get so big, but those don't taste as good as the small ones. Usually 25 to 30 size is about right. That's a little better. Yeah, it gives you a little bit of a little bit of taste. You still got the taste in the big ones. Don't taste as good to me as the small ones do.
Either inch or inch and a quarter in diameter, I suppose, if you just lay the scale across the top of them there when they're laying on your plate. But eels get some praise, and oh my, they're really good. We're not used to that coming from Kansas, you know. They are good. Well, Jerry, I wish I could talk to you longer, but we're getting here near this high school, and I don't have any idea what I'm doing or where I'm going. And so I better sign with you and say 73, and you have a good evening. This is N0T, all clear.
Good time at the game. Hope the weather holds out for you guys. And we'll talk to you later time. Good talking to you. 73, N0T, RM4, DJC, clear.
RM4, DJW, mobile.